7 million trees are to be planted across the country, in addition to 5,000 seedlings to be distributed to individuals, schools and groups by 2015. This forms part of efforts by government to deal with climate change at the national level. The project, which focuses on the youth, is part of the National Health, Environmental and Safety Conference and Exhibition 2012. It has been undertaken by the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology in collaboration with ministries, departments and agencies, as well as the private sector. Speaking at the launch of the project, the Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, said the country should expect a national climate change policy by June this year. Doreen Ampofu and Christina Owusu have filed this report.
Climate change issues have become a source of worry as the ozone layer continues to deplete and pose health challenges. This has prompted stakeholders to implore aggressive and innovative ideas to save the ozone layer. One of such ideas is the National Health, Environment and Safety Conference and Exhibition, the second edition, which will be held from the 16th to the 19th of next month, seeks to use the youth to encourage tree planting and promote the need to achieve MDGs 4, 5, 6 and 7, which dwell on environmental sustainability and reducing child and maternal mortality through public-private partnership. The conference and exhibition will also give the opportunity to seasoned policymakers, investors and organizations to discuss ways of dealing with climate change issues. Francis Kwedu, CEO of Maximum Growth Africa, who are co-sponsors of the project, explains what the project entails.
The construction of 250 health posts across the country, okay, and the business of sanitation. We have sanitation projects, we have tree planting projects, we have ambulance projects. Everybody uses mobile phone. So we're talking about healthcare on mobile phone. We have different models, and we are saying that it is not a talk show, and it's also a capacity building program. We are bringing the youth together because we believe that these examples will bring the youth into business.
The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aite, said due to the overwhelming threat posed by climate change on social, economic and environmental life, there is the need to invest in health, environment, education and safety.
A report by Doreen Ampofu and Christina Owusu.